I'm Linda Kui from the Cornwall and Isles Sicily Stop Smoking Service.
And I'm Lizzie Larbalestia from Catalyst NLP. NLP is the study of language and behaviour. In layman's terms, it's what makes people tick. It's looking at how our thoughts define our behaviour and how our beliefs impact on the actions that we take.
I'm working with someone at the moment who stopped smoking 3 weeks ago, but went to a party on Saturday, had a bit to drink, and in a very weak moment, had a couple of puffs on a friend's cigarette. How can I help them feel better about that and to carry on with their quit attempt?
I think it's fantastic that they've given up for 3 weeks or quit or been free of smoking for 3 weeks, however you choose to define it. I think a couple of puffs on a cigarette in a moment of weakness doesn't a catastrophe make. So quite often people can build some small lapse into some great big I'm a failure type belief. So I think reassuring them, showing them support, showing understanding and reminding them they have choices, because they've made a choice to make a change in their life, and actually one small relapse is so small in the bigger scheme of things.
So two puffs on a cigarette compared to what they were smoking 4 weeks ago is absolutely nothing at all. So just keep encouraging them, I suppose.
Definitely, and putting things in perspective.